I wonder where inflation got to. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, an update on Hong Kong, where schools were closed today as ongoing protests and the police response sparked more violence. It's month number 5 of pro-democracy demonstrations in what is the financial hub of Asia. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak.
Parts of Hong Kong have been paralyzed for a fourth day. Anti-government protesters piled bricks and metal poles along major roads, causing traffic jams. Police fired tear gas near a university to try to break up a roadblock. The protests started in June over an extradition bill. That has now been withdrawn. But the protests have morphed into broader demands for democracy and police accountability. Hong Kong's economy is now officially in a recession. Economic activity dropped for the second consecutive quarter in September to 3%. Mainland Chinese tourists, once a big driver of Hong Kong's economy, now feel unsafe and are staying away. Business conferences have been canceled. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's economy is also hurting from the U.S.-China trade dispute. The protests are pushing some businesses to choose sides. There are apps to mark which restaurants are perceived to be pro-government and police and which ones are sympathetic to protesters. Things are getting ugly. Some residents are mad that activists have set a man on fire during an argument, while protesters are upset that police shot a man earlier this week. Schools are now shut until Monday, although the local authority has ordered campuses to stay open in case students cannot stay home.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak. President Trump is scheduled to decide today whether to put new import taxes on European cars. He may push the decision back, but a new study from the Port of Los Angeles finds that existing tariffs don't just hurt there, they also hurt here, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
A quarter of all the containers coming in and out of the country go through the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. But the new study finds business there fell 19% compared to the same month in 2018. That's when the U.S. imposed new import tariffs, and China and Europe retaliated. The study finds a slowdown puts 1.5 million jobs at stake. Here's Mary Lovely of the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
How many jobs are created in any one year? About 1.7 million. Would you like to wipe out two-thirds of the job gains of the last year? I don't think that's something that one would want to undertake lightly.
The trade debate often focuses on American exports, but this study finds far more jobs threatened by tariffs on imports, for instance, auto parts from China. Gregory Dacko is with Oxford Economics.
Companies and businesses see an increase in their input costs and may take actions to reduce employment.
The Trump administration plans more tariffs next month on cell phones, laptops, and other items from China. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Markets, the 100-share index in London is down 0.5% now. The S&P future here is down 0.2%. Crude oil traded in New York is up 1.1%, $57.73 a barrel in New York. Another number, the Trump administration wants to increase the cost of applying for U.S. citizenship by 61%. It would become $1,170, up from $725 now. Since inflation can't account for that, the administration says the higher price reflects the true costs of processing. Critics are quoted saying it is the weaponization of fees. It may not always feel this way, but when you pay for rent in some cities or pay health care bills, it seems like there's inflation. But yesterday, yet again, what's called core inflation in America remained tame in the month just gone by. That is remarkable this late into an economic expansion. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell is here with a teachable moment. Hello.
Hello, David.
Do you remember when economists kept going on and on, if unemployment got too low, if too many of us had jobs, this would spark inflation? Look at the situation now.
You know, David, back in those days, didn't you always think you could hear Karl Marx sort of stirring in his grave saying, I told you, capitalism needs a reserve army of the unemployed. And, you know, to some extent, if you look at what's happening right now, we still have too many underemployed and unemployed people. Just give you one measure. We know the headline unemployment rate is 3.6%. Now, that's low. But if you look at the government's broadest measure of unemployment, it's at 7%. And here's probably the gauge that most economists use to say that still too many people don't have jobs. Wage growth is not expanding the way that you would expect with a low unemployment rate. Employers really don't believe that they need to raise the wages of their workers to keep them or to attract new workers. That has been the story of this expansion.
So is this missing inflation primarily a labor market story?
You know, it's partly a labor market story. But here's the thing that I find really fascinating. This trend toward lower inflation, it's global.
Yeah, it's happening all around the world. And also, we started to see the trend in more clear focus after the great financial collapse.
And these economists at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, they got together and they looked at the advanced industrial nations and emerging markets. And what they found is wherever you look, you are seeing this decline in global inflation rates. And you're absolutely right. It set in before the global financial crisis. And so there must be some sort of common cause. It just can't be that there's slack in the U.S. labor market. So they're looking at things such as these, these integrated global supply chains and the rise of e-commerce. Because look at China. Look at India, how important e-commerce is to those economies.
Maybe competition from technology, robots.
Exactly. And then, of course, you have the global capital flows. So really, this is a story of the global economy.
All right. Given this, what's a Federal Reserve member to do?
They are asking that question over and over again, which is a good thing, right? If I were to summarize current thinking, fiscal policy becomes more important in the next downturn. Congress is going to have to play a bigger and more positive role.
All right, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And maybe you only feed your kids nuts and twigs, but big food companies are pulling the other way. Post and Hostess have announced Twinkies cereal is coming next month. Since Twinkies are spongy, you might worry this will be like maybe stale sugar puffs shaped into oblongs, but I'll try anything once. The company has hopes people might also snack on Twinkies cereal by just digging in without a bowl or milk. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.